Hi, and welcome. Today, I'll be talking to you guys about something that is my current situation. It's about having a crush with a friend. It's like it's a forbidden crush, you know. So, yeah. Let's get started. It's just we'll do a story time about this friend of mine. He's my friend now, na lang. There's no feelings though, cause I already, you know, detached that thing. But yeah. Let me share my story, how I handle this forbidden crush of mine. So, last year, October, he just followed me on Instagram. And so I find him so cute kasi, so, okay, I followed him back. And there is no intention at all, but my friends were so supportive that, oh, go DM him, like, malay mo, ganyan. So, I did, but in a other way, like, there is a thing called, like, close friends move on IG, when you're gonna post a story, then you're just gonna include him sa close friends mo, so siya lang yung makakita. So that's what I did, but what I did is, to be exact, I DM'd him. I was like, hi. Then I unsent it. Inunsent ko siya, then nag-story ako sa close friends ko. In-include ko siya. I mean, siya lang yung in-include ko dun sa close friends ko. Then, sinabi ko, I apology sa mga na-DM ko. It was a dare. It was a game. Ganun. May usong game nung time na yun. Then, that's what, yun yung reason ko. And, view niyo yun. Like, he viewed that thing. But he didn't reply to the story ko, or like, nag-chat sa akin. He didn't DM me then after niya mag-view. So I said to my friends, oh, this thing ain't gonna work. Then, like, same month, I was at the museum in BGC. Like, nag-post ako ng story, and that museum was really, really beautiful. It's a Van Gogh museum, like, art. Then I was shook because he replied. He was asking kung saan yun. Then sabi ko, oh, it's in the BGC museum center. I don't know, forgot the place. But then we had a little short conversation. We were just talking about the museum and suggesting places that we should try to go. So, but then na-off ako ng time na gulat ako na minura niya ako, like, out of nowhere. Like, sabi ko, to my friends, this dude is a red flag, cause why would he curse me, even though we're not close? Like, I don't know him. I replied lang kasi he was asking questions. So after niya humurahin, I said, di ko na siya kinausap ulit ever again. I mean, not ever. So, di ko na siya kinausap. Then, after that, there was still a slightest interaction, like connection to each other, because finalo ko siya sa dump ko. I don't know, finalo ko lang siya. Kasi he was including me in his close friends na, like, if you're gonna add someone kasi in your close friends, it's supposed to be close friends lang talaga. So, I was shocked na, oh, we're friends, ganyan. So, finalo ko siya sa dump ko. And then, in-accept niya din naman ako. Then, this year, nagkakaroon ulit kami ng connection. Like, replying sa stories, ganon. So, it's just parang, ganon, may habit pa rin talaga siyang magmura, and I was off pa din. Not until the last month, October. He posted a story where he bought 2 camping chairs. Then, nilike ko yung story na yun. Like, out of nowhere, nilike ko lang kasi he bought 2 camping chairs. Tapos may caption siya doon eh, I forgot lang. Like, then, nilike ko yun. Then, nagulat ako na nag-DM siya. Sabi niya, dahil nag-like ka, tara. So, this is where the friendship started. And probably not exactly, but this is how the thing started. So sabi niya, tara, since nag-like ako. So me as a very Gina girl and a sponty person, I said, when? Then, we were planning to go to Tanay dapat. Tanay or Angono yata. To, overlook a view, tas mag-coffee. So, we were talking, ganyan, ganyan. We're starting, like, the real getting to know each other. So, I asked him about why he was, like, minumura ako. He said na ganun lang daw talaga siya sa friends. So, friends na pala kami nung time na yun. I didn't know. But, actually, he's like a very good guy. He's a golden retriever guy type of thing. That's a Gen Z. A Gen Z word. Golden retriever. When pag, ano siya? Pag very makulit, very kalog, or merong malakas na sense of humor. Ganun siya. And that's what I like about him. Kasi, he's very, like, there's no negative aura sa kanya. And also, he's very a gentleman person. So, he's very gentle too sa kahit saan bagay. And, he's a good listener din, because after namin maghang nung unang meet namin, I've been ranting and he was listening lang. Okay. So, going back. Nung nag-uusap na kami where to go or like getting to know each other. Actually, he's a college guy. And malaki yung age gap. But, nagkasundo kami because I've been in a circle where full of college person. Like older persons talaga, and so nakakasabay ko na yung mga ugali nila, so yeah, nagblend din naman yung vibes namin. Fast forward, before kami umalis, hesitant pa siyang tumulay cause of the typhoon. So nung time na yun kasi, I really want to go out. And, kasi nagpaalam na ako eh. I'm gonna go out. So, sabi ko sa kanya, wag na tayo mag-overlooking view kasi nga na bagyo. Let's go to TAF or let's just eat, ganun. So, yun nga, hesitant siyang tumuli kasi nga na bagyo. And he's from Marikina pa. So, kini-guilt trip ko siya. Sabi ko, sayang naman yung paalam ko, ganyan, yun, yan. And, I know it's a bad thing, but it worked. Natuloy kami. Nag-BGC na lang kami. So, this is where, like, my first meet kahihiyan started. I don't know what happened, pero, sobrang nahiya ako sa kanya nung araw na yun, cause the fact na antay ko siya, like, I mean, 40 minutes ko siyang napag-antay cause of the traffic, but also sinabi ko na on the way na ako, but honestly, nasa bahay pa talaga ako. Like, I mean, yung on the way ko, like, papunta pa lang ako sa bus. Sinasabi ko sa kanya, nasa SLEX na ako, but yung bus parang palis pala. So, I know, it's a no, but, you know, I don't know, medyo nagpanic na ako, nahiya na ako sabihin na, palis pa lang ako, but he was like, malapit na siya sa BGC noong time na yun. So, nag-antay siya ng 40 minutes, but naintindihan niya yun kasi because of the traffic, and I had to daan sa, like, sa office ng ate ko. So, sabi niya, oh, okay, ganyan. Then, yun, nagkita na kami. So, parang, when I first saw him, it was just like, I don't know, he has a good physical appearance. Like, he's a very clean guy. Nung medyo na-warshock lang ako, nung medyo ingay niya talaga nung first meet, meron talaga ako kasing, like, I hate when people around me na sobrang dadal. But, I don't know, nung time na magkasama kami, it was a nice, okay lang sa akin nung time na yun na medyo daldal siya ng daldal. It was a good company naman. So, kumain kami. Then, we went to his car na. Tumambay kami. Then, dun kami nag-usap. Kwento doon. Anything. Then, like, napansin na namin na it's getting dark na at mukhang uulan. So, we were planning pa nun to go to TAF. Kasi may pupunta niya yung cafe. But, sabi ko, Juan Ayala na lang ako kasi uwi na ako. But, he insisted na sa TAF na ako hatid para dun sa hatira ng, like, near dun sa Jackliners around Buendia. So, sabi ko, okay. While we were on the road, hindi ko alam kung anong pumasok sa utak niya. But, naalala niya ako, na ako yung nag-DM. And meron siyang screenshot dun sa story ko. And dun, time na yun, sabi ko. I actually forgot na nag-DM pala ako sa kanya. To be honest, nakalimutan ko. So, parang nagulat ako na, shit, naalala niya pa yun. And hinalungkat niya talaga ako saan yun. And the screenshot niya talaga yung story ko dun sa close friends. Like, sabi niya doon, ikaw ba yung, nag-DM? Like, sabi ko pa doon, DM? I never DM'd you. Ganun, sabi ko. But, may proof siya, so, parang nagkahiyaan ko eh, yung time na yun. Actually, ako, nahiya talaga ako. So, ito na yung pangalawang kahiyan, nag-meet kami. Pauwi. I don't know, pero nalito kasi ako sa daan, papuntang, like, yung daan pa Buendia. So, nakatatlong mali ako ng pin locations. And that dude was mad. He was so, I don't know, parang irita na siya. Like, napikon na. Napikon na siya sa akin. So, I was like, jeez, this is a very, this is a meet-up, first meet-up. Tapos parang, ay, parang, pumalpak. Pumalpak ako. And, parang nasa way na siya na, yung way na pangatlong pin na namali ko is way niya na yun pa-uwi. So, sabi ko, I should, mag-grab na ako, ganyan-ganyan. So, after that, everything went well naman. After that hangout, we talk, like, every day, every night. We, like, ewan ko, madaming kwentuhan. Like, it's like, we're updating shits. I don't know, but parang ganon. Nag-update-update kami. We send pictures. Tapos siya, sinasendan niya ako ng mga voice. Mga voice. Records. Him singing. So, that was kind of cute. But, ewan ko, nairita na din ako. Lagi talaga siyang kumakanta. But, I asked him, sabi ko, sa akin mo ba ito ginagawa? Sabi niya, no, I do this to my friends. Si girl nag-assume. But, we met 3 times. Nabi hang na 3 times na. Yung pangalawang hang, I don't know. Kumain lang kami. Then, we were supposed to go dun sa TAF na cafe, but di natuloy. So, sa BGC lang ulit kami. Ganyan. And it was a good hangout though. Then, I don't know, parang pangalawang meet up. We were hanging. It was a Saturday night. We were talking about friendships. Then, we were talking about, can straight men and straight women be friends? Then, mahaba yung conversation namin nun. But then, sinabi niya na, parang yun niya, he can't have involved feelings to a straight girl friend. So, I was like, uh-oh. But, the funny part here is, parang nahuli ako kasi nung araw na yon, my friend called and he was asking na, oh, Jane, where are you? Said, I'm in BGC. And she was asking kung sino kasama ko. And I said, oh, I'm with a friend. Then, I don't know what that girl was thinking, but she said na, kasama mo na naman yung crush mo, no? And my friend was side-eyeing me. And like, I was kind of panicking and I don't know what to say. Like, chine-change topic ko, but that girl won't really... Sinabi niya talaga yung school. Sabi niya, he's from USD, no? Sabi ko, oh gosh, I was really... Like, he laughed. And sabi niya, kakausap lang natin about dyan na. Then, sabi niya, Jane, umayos ka. And that words, it made me think na, oh, I think this is a rejection. That he can't really be friends with, I mean, ayaw niya nung may na-involve na feelings towards it, like, sa isang friendship. So, what I did after nung call nung friend ko, I was explaining na, no, it's not you, ganyan, baka lumalaki na yung ulo mo. Tapos parang, it's just really teasing me. Na parang may pagka-off. Instead, naghanap ako ng someone to, like, parang, matakasan. Sabi ko, no, this was, ito yung guy na yon. Like, naghanap talaga ako sa IG. sa IG ng guy na kilala ko. And sabi ko, this is the guy that was my friend talking about. Bro, it was really laughing sa utak ko na shit. Nahuli ako, but it really helped me na nalaman ko na I should not really be having like involved feelings to a friend, because it gets really sour talaga pag nagkakaroon kayo ng crush. But some other people says na friends to lovers trope is a good thing, but not for him. For me, oo, I do believe, because proven tested, but for him, ayaw niya. And that guy has a girl na din, and he always sends pictures of them saying na magde-date kami, and me, I'm, as a friend, I'm just supporting him that simping to a girl. So yeah, it's really really complicated when you are really having a forbidden crush. Like, I mean, a good thing na lang sa akin, kasi natakasan ko yung akin, like na-detach ko agad. And hindi naman siya ganun kalalim. But yeah, as long as we're in good terms, yeah, I think maybe platonic friendship might work, kasi it's enriching to have a straight man friend. So, but the lesson here is never ever have a crush on a straight friend man. Like, pagpapasok sa isang friendship, when, like, a friendship with a straight man, you should make sure that your feelings is like hanggang friends lang talaga, na kaya mo mag-last pa to stay as friends. But for me, I can naman. It's like ano lang, seasonal feeling lang. Seasonal. But yeah, so I hope you guys relate to this kind of, I'm just really, it's a story time lang of my forbidden crush. But yeah, I hope you like my story time about my forbidden crush. And huwag magkaka-crush sa tropa. That's it. Thank you so much for listening.